Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, KMX. How are you today? Good, if not great, if not fantastic, if not phenomenal. It's your host with the most, Kamal J. Pryor, a.k.a. Quiz, Quizmatics, Quizmatics Inc., Social Media Professionals, Team Quizmatics, and, of course, our KMX Free Money Movement. Welcome to another WKMX Positive Power Meeting. This is indeed our KMX morning meeting for the success-minded entrepreneur. And if you are a success-minded individual, an entrepreneur, a person looking to hit the next level of success for whatever it is that you're accomplishing or setting out to accomplish it, whatever your goals and aspirations are, let's get this day started right with an awesome question to ask your personal MVP, yourself, and just everybody in general. Have you started your day in a positive way? Have you started your day in a positive way? And again, I welcome you to the WKMX Positive Power Meeting. And one of the most important things to do, and one of the first important things to do, I said the word do, meaning what action that you will take in order to start your day in a positive way, is quite simply starting your day. All right, waking up. And if you've woken up this morning, you woke up this morning, pinch yourself. And imagine that's the worst that you're going to feel in life. The best that you're going to feel in life is alive, because that's what it's all about, guys. That's what it's all about, waking up with a purpose. And if you have woken up this morning, then you definitely do indeed have purpose. And that's not granted to you by me. That's not granted to you by me. That is just granted to you by just being, by virtue of you being you, you being awesome, and you being yourself. So with that being said, let's get this thing rocking and rolling and started right. You know, yesterday, the day before, the past few days, in fact, have been pretty busy days. I'm hosting a group chat over here for my KMX Free Money Movement. I got these guys rocking and rolling. We have some phenomenal opportunities out there and an awesome opportunity to help anybody out there who's struggling anywhere in the United States right now, at the very least for this moment, really, who wanted to find success, hasn't been able to find success, maybe he's trying to figure out the way to jumpstart that business of theirs. I found a way, $100. And I think that that's pretty positive. I'm bringing this up on a positive power meeting because last night I found myself having a meeting where I was listening to some things and reading some messages in my inbox, and I thought it was important for people to understand something. When I go through those affirmations on my morning meeting, when we're talking about for affirmation number one, today will be my day. Affirmation number two, I am the best me that there is. Affirmation number three, I am a winner. Affirmation number four, I know I can do it. I know I will. But most of all, affirmation number five, God will be with me. He always has been. He always will be. I want that to marinate with you for a moment. God will be with me. He always has been. He always will be. And now I want to take a walk over to a very magical place. It's the mirror. That's right. Not going to the public restroom. All right. We're going to go to a mirror anywhere. It could just be the rearview mirror on your car. I want you to come over there, and I want you to take a look at somebody very special, very important, who's been waiting for you to check into their success their entire life. And let's go take a walk over there. I'll give you some wonderful accompanying music. Also give a chance for some other KMXers to hop on the line here. But here we go. And let's finish where we left off at. God will be with me. He always has been, always will be. I want you to take a look in the eyes of your personal MVP. And I said your personal MVP, most valuable person, your most valuable person personally is looking at you right now if you are staring in the eyes in front of your mirror. And what I want you to do is I want you to understand something. You are not alone. You are not alone right now. You may feel alone, but you are definitely not alone right now at the moment. I'm going to say that last affirmation again. God will be with me. He always has been. He always will be. And I've got news for you. He finds favor with you. He finds acceptance with you. He has love for you. And he wants you to get everything out of this existence, out of this life that you wish for yourself. He knows your most intimate talents, gifts, and all of the tremendous blessings that you have ahead of yourself. He knows all of the trials and tribulations that you've been through in the past. And the only person who knows you as well as he does is that person staring back at you in a mirror right now. I want you to make this connection, people. And then I want you to do something. I want you to take a look at this person and see how awesome they are, see how amazing they are. And before we do that, or if we haven't done it yet, what I want us to do is find the most powerful expression that we're never going to say. I want you to smile. I want you to smile. I want you to smile because that person staring back at you not only is good-looking and attractive, they just got even more good-looking and attractive. In fact, they are no worse off than anybody else, if not as good as everybody else, and if not even better than most, all right? And I'm going to share something with you. That person is likable. That person is lovable, and that person is caring. They have a capacity for empathy that is beyond belief because they empathize with you, and they fight for you. And I'm going to tell you another thing about this person. This person is completely and totally dedicated to you. You know, some people out there will give up on you. Some people will, you know, kind of have alternative motives behind their back. Some people will turn to frenemies and others will turn to enemies. But I'm going to share something with you. That person right there staring back at you, they're in this fight with you for the long haul. They've been there with you from the beginning. And I'm going to share something with you just to put that smile on their face. That person staring back at you right now, that person is a survivor. They have been through worse times. They have been through the worst times. They have been through times where they didn't know what they were going to do next. They have been through times where they didn't have anybody to turn to. And I want to ask you if you were there for them. And are you there for them as much as they are there for you? When you smile, I want you to think about that warm feeling that you have in your pit of your stomach, and I want you to let that grow a little bit. If you're struggling with smiling, I want you to practice this every single day. I mean, just simply smile. If your person doesn't have a sense of humor, I challenge you to watch some comedy stand-up for the next 2 weeks straight until you can find a reason to smile. I'm going to share this with you because I'm going to show you something. That person that's staring back at you reflects the person who you truly are. And a smile says everything about you that everybody needs to know before you even open your mouth. Gratitude, all right? Happiness, all right? Joy, all right? Satisfaction and being okay with themselves, all right? I love myself. I love my life. I'm friendly. I find you, I'm a pleasant person. I would like to have a more pleasant experience with you. When you look a person in the eye and you smile at them, it is a positive gesture. Find you attractive? Hey, guess what? I do find you attractive. There's something about you that I like. I like you, all right? And I would like to communicate with you and be better. I would not mind being your friend. In fact, I have your best interest at heart and mind. Does that not reflect through a smile? Guys, I want you to think about that. And now let's talk about where I left off of the story before I got here. Last night, I found myself in one of my meetings talking to my team and just explaining to them something. I said, team, you have an opportunity to help somebody. And I want you to think about this people. Everybody listening to the program, I want you to think about this. This is very positive. I'm going to share with you. There are tons of people out here in this world who have the same problems that we have, if not worse. Come on, guys, who are we kidding? I explained to my team that there are people out there who've been through trials, who've been through tribulations. There's somebody right now who doesn't have enough money to pay their phone bill. There's somebody right now who doesn't have enough money to pay their electric bill. There's somebody right now whose phone is cut off and they're waiting around depending for somebody else to make a move and do something for them. And right now, anybody who's on my team in the CAMX Free Money Movement has an opportunity to help that person by just simply not looking at that person like somebody foreign, but looking at that person like themselves and asking them if there's a way that they can help them or if they could use this $100, because I'm going to tell you right now, 99.9% of KMXers in the free money movement. All right, I'll break that down a little bit. Maybe 95% of KMXers in the free money movement. All right, check it out. I'll even go further. I'll say maybe 90% of the people in KMX movement are free money movement. So that's 9 out of 10 people in my entire movement have already been paid $100. And they have an opportunity to share that with somebody else. And if a person is listening to this program and you're struggling with a jam, you can contact me, and it's a giveaway. It's a gift, all right, for the most part, just for joining our team. And I want you to think about how many people that you can help today. And I want you to think about why that is such a positive thing. I want you to think about the times that you've been through where you didn't have it all together, or maybe you have been through worse times or bad times before. And I could tell you this personally, because there was a time when I'm going to tell you I had got depressed, I had got stressed, where I thought that I had lost it all, where I thought that I couldn't get it back, when I didn't even think it was worthy of going on, or I was worthy of going on. I didn't think I could continue. I did not have it. People see me today, they say, oh, Quiz, you know, you have so much confidence and so much self-esteem. Guys, let me share something with you. I am a naturally shy person by nature. I've been thrown in uncomfortable situations my entire life just because of the fact that, you know, I was an artist and people thought that I was good, and I thought that I was all right. In fact, I thought I was pretty great, to be quite honest with you. But I really right, did not have the full-fledged confidence that everybody was going to like what I was doing artistically. And I couldn't even get people in my own household to like what I was doing. I could never, ever say any of these wonderful raps and things like that around my grandmother or anything like that. They were like, you need to stop that foolishness, Kamau. You know, I can still hear the words right now. All right? Seriously. All right? I never, ever really felt comfortable. All right? Have any acceptance or the opinion of others. And that bothered me. I could never really find the true joy that I was supposed to find out of being an artist, and it hurt me. Pursued anyway. And when I had gone through all of these trials and tribulations and all kinds of nonsense and been carrying and trying to be the best person I could be and do everything for everybody, plus the oldest of 8, and just seeing everything just all of a sudden, everything all around in my world was just going crazy, there was a time when I was ready to quit. I wasn't getting paid for music. I was working I worked part-time at a movie theater, got fired from that job. After quitting a job, I worked for 6 or 7 years where they wanted to give me a career because they wanted me to go up to upstate New York, and I was bent on staying in my million-dollar studio that I'm working in at the time as well for nothing. Everybody else was making money. Not Quiz, all right? Not Quiz. And I am pleased and delighted to know that through all of that stuff there, walking away from my music, which was my passion, walking away from the city I loved and my family, all kinds of different trials and tribulations I've been through, I am still here. You are still here. Guys, I have a smile on my face today. I help people stay positive and maintain positivity. I do my best to make sure everybody has every opportunity to succeed who's on my team. And anybody listening, I also do my best to make sure that you have the right perspective of what it takes to really succeed in life. Success is not some end result about money. Success is about the lifestyle that you're living, the life that you're walking. How much benefit do you have to offer yourself and society? How much benefit do you have to offer yourself first and foremost before we offer to society? How can we make this person inside of us feel as though it is okay for them to be themselves and literally be able to help others who have been in the situations that they've been through? And not go back towards these situations, but uplift ourselves and move forward while uplifting others at the same time. I can't tell you anything other than the truth. All of the experiences that I shared with my team last night were painstaking experiences for them to understand one very valuable thing. And I say it every single day and this morning. With a change of perspective, we'll change your position. And with a change of position, we'll change your perspective. Turn that frown upside down. My dad used to tell me that when I was a kid, all right? And when I grew up as a man, I don't think I already always fully got it. But eventually, I'd gone through enough trials and tribulations to really fully get it. You know, you really can't find a whole bunch of success in anything if you can't look yourself in the eye and say, you know what, it's okay. And I'm going to keep on trying. And you know what, I'm going to keep on smiling because I am grateful. I am grateful. I am blessed because I am me. And I can help somebody. And I can help a person that's in a situation I'm in, if not worse. And if you can't find a reason to put a smile on your face for that, have pride and have a smile on your face for the fact that you can help somebody else who's in a jam or a situation right now. And we all know these people. We all know these people. So if you're struggling with being able to put a smile on your face, I want you to go look at a person who's going through a very tough time right now and put $100 in their hand. Help them out. Lift them up. And that'll put a smile on your face. Keep doing that consistently and watch what kind of happiness that you have. And also, watch your income grow daily. It couldn't hurt. It could only help. Contact me, because I'm going to tell you right now that that's not fabricated. I've had somebody tell me, well, I don't know if we're – I asked people on my team, how much have you made with KMX and how much have you put into KMX money-wise? And these people have made $100 and they didn't spend any money. And they started making that money the exact same day that they made a decision that they said, hey, I want to do this KMX free money movement quiz. Quiz, what's this free money, $300 giveaway thing I hear you talking about, right? And I'm delighted to share that with them. And that's it. So I want you guys to not be afraid to share the blessings that you have with others. Do not be afraid to share your experience with others. Do not be afraid to feel some sort of way about things that happened in the past. But the past is over. Don't live in the past. Make sure you're making the best day that you can make today. Start your day in a positive way. Start your day with a smile. Put that smile on your face. Look at your personal MVP and get into those affirmations. I'm going to open up the lines right now to get a little bit of commentary on where I've left off at this program at this point. And then we're going to get some real positive energy going in here. I'll bring in Dr. K to get us all moving in the right direction, rocking and rolling, laughing and smiling, and understanding and feeling the wonderful success that we are. So callers on the line, caller number 276. Have you started your day in a positive way?
Of course I have.
Now that's what I'm talking about. Caller number 434, have you started your day in a positive way? Caller number 608, have you started your day in a positive way?
I have. 434,
all right, now let's get this thing started and rocking and rolling right. So, guys, this morning I spoke a little bit about just some things that everybody really needs to know. We have an opportunity to bless people with a tremendous. Hold on a second, guys. Let me mute one of these lines on here. I know exactly where that's coming from. Okay, now that that's muted, let me ask you guys a question. How do you feel? How do you feel about the stuff that I covered so far in this morning meeting, guys? Have you guys all been listening in the whole time?
Yes. I really appreciate your share.
Yeah, all right. Well, I appreciate you too. So I want to share something with you guys further, all right? Joy. It doesn't cost a dime, all right? Gratefulness and gratitude. A smile. You'll never have to spend a cent for that. All right, guys? I'm being honest with you, right? Don't cost you a dime. Won't have to spend a cent. How much value does it add to your life now? Priceless. For you in your life, is it not priceless for others, guys? I just want to make sure that you get this thing into perspective. So far this morning, guys, I've spoken a little bit about the tough times that people may go through. I've spoken a little bit about the opportunity that we have to help a person, to help ease a person's pain, suffering. I've spoken about God will be with me. He always has been. He always will be. And I've spoken about our personal MVP and the two of these merging together to connect with us, because I'm pretty sure that we've been through some times that we're trying. Am I correct, ladies?
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, definitely.
All right, now, what I want to do is I want us to remember who we really are. Who we really are at the core. You know, I'm going to share something with you guys. We can give away as much power as we want to give to the world. We can give away all of our time to our pillow, all right? I'm being honest with you. And we could just kind of sleepwalk through life if we want, right? And just go about the motions. But see, the thing is that if we're striving to be average, the likelihood that we're going to succeed is zero. I want you to strive to be the best you that there is. because I'm going to share something with you that I know about you, whether or not you know about it. And so far, I'm not hearing it in your voice yet, but I'm going to share something with you that I know about you that maybe you've forgotten, and maybe a personal MVP could help remind you guys. I'm going to tell you about yourself, and I already know that you are extraordinary. You are extraordinary. I'm going to say it again. You are extraordinary. All right. Callers, did you know that you are extraordinary? 276.
Hi. Go ahead.
Yes, we all are extraordinary.
No, no. Listen, hold on a second. See, I think that that's where we're going wrong at. I said you are extraordinary, caller. 276. Did you know that you are extraordinary?
Yes.
All right, now hold on a second. I'm going to say it again, but what I got to put in a subtitle or something. I said you are extraordinary. Now, how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel wonderful.
And it's the truth. I didn't talk about somebody else here on the line. I'm talking about you. And I want that personal MVP of yours to remind you of that. Go look at that personal MVP and let them and look at that person and tell me that that's not an extraordinary person that you see. Now, let me go on to caller number 434. I want to tell you that you are extraordinary. I said you are extraordinary. Coral 434, did you know that you are extraordinary?
Yes, I am extraordinary.
All right, now I'm going to make sure that we're clear about this. I'm not talking about everybody else in the world now. I'm talking about you. And when I'm saying you are extraordinary, if you're listening on this program, don't think that you're off the hook either. I said you are extraordinary. This is one of the biggest problems that people make. They want to include everybody else into their blessing. And everybody else is everybody else except for me. No, I'm not talking about everybody else. I'm talking about you, all right? And I want you to be grateful, have gratitude, and I want you to know that you are special. I want you to know that you are blessed. I want you to know that you are loved. And my grandmother used to tell me something when I was a kid, and she's no longer here with me. So I can definitely tell you this. If there's one thing I learned from my 94-year-old deceased grandmother, it's if it's going to be, it's up to me. If it's going to be, it is up to me. So what I want you guys to put into perspective is certainly there's a lot of other people out there in the world. There's a lot of great people out there in the world. There's a lot of cool people out there in the world. There's a lot of average people in the world. And then there's an extraordinary person, and that person is you. All right? And I want you to hold yourself accountable to being the extraordinary person that you are. So we're not going to walk through life sleepwalking. We're not going to be walking around dragging. We're not going to wonder about why is it so great that I have this great opportunity. We're going to absorb this energy. We're going to feel this energy. We're going to know for a flat out fact that we actually do have some extraordinary, we are an extraordinary person. We have extraordinary opportunities, and we can help people become extraordinary themselves each and every day. We have an opportunity to do that. Now, is that awesome or what, guys? Is that awesome? Or am I the only person who feels that way?
That is awesome.
Is that awesome, or am I the only person who feels that way? All right.
Awesome. Yeah.
That is awesome. Let's forget about that word. That word is not even awesome enough. That is phenomenal, in fact. That is phenomenal. And without further ado or any delay, before we get too caught up in all of this, I'd like to bring in a special guest speaker, Dr. K. Thank you. Welcome for coming to the WKMX Positive Power Meeting. Dr. K, have you started your day in a positive way?
But thank you for having me, Quiz. I am just happy to be here.
I'm happy to be here. How are you today, ladies, on the WKMX Positive Power Meeting? Are you happy to be here, too?
Yes.
Yes.
Are you happy to be here, ladies? I say happy, joy, 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 joy. Are you happy to be here, ladies and gentlemen? And I'm no longer just talking about being on the program. Are you happy to be here? I don't want that. I want you to answer that question. I want you to look in the eye with your personal MVP, and I want for your personal MVP to confirm, are you happy to be here? Now, take a look at that personal MVP of yours. Do they look like they're happy to be here? If they are not happy to be here, if they not look like they're happy to be here, then they're not happy to be here. And that is a problem. And a lot of people are struggling with.
I'm happy to be here. I don't need to say I'm happy to be here. You can tell it in my spirit. You can tell it in my smile. You can tell it in my walk. You can tell it in my style. You can tell it for 2 steps, and you can tell it for a mile. I could tell you just a little bit, or I can tell it for a while. Okay? I just want for you to understand that. And did you guys like what I just got finished saying right there? Or do I get to put it in subtitle or something? Okay, everybody. Personal MVP is the most valuable person on the entire planet. I'm going to say this again because you think that Barack Obama has power. No, none. Nonsense. Your personal MVP is the most powerful person on the entire planet. Okay, hold on a second. I did not hear anybody who agree with that right there. I think that it's going over people's heads for some reason. I say your personal MVP is the most valuable and important and powerful person on the whole planet. Oh, my goodness. See, they didn't understand that I said most important and most valuable. They just thought about power. I say your personal MVP is the most awesome, most valuable, and the most powerful person on the entire planet. Because I'm going to tell you the reason why. Your personal MVP is your why. Is your why. If somebody has forget the reason why, well, take a look in the mirror and look at your personal MVP. Why does this person need to smile? I'm going to do something a little bit different this morning. My callers, caller 276, why is your personal MVP need to smile in your opinion? And with that being said, I hear the frogs in the forest is a respond. Okay. Caller number 434. All right, there we go. Very much. Why is it important for your personal MVP to smile?
Are you talking to 434 now?
I'm talking to people who want to respond because it's very important to engage and have communication. I feel as though the frogs in the forest is communicate with me. They hear me. I hear them respond to me. Okay. I call it
okay.
276. I know I have a heavy accent. Okay. Why is it important for you to smile, ladies, in your own opinion?
Because it brings out the best in yourself, and everyone else conveys positive to everyone else when they see you smile.
Everybody else, but right now we are in front of the mirror, so let's forget about everybody else for a moment and let's think about ourselves. Why is it important for us to smile and think about ourselves for a moment? I think that you brought out a good point. It brings out the best in us, and it makes us feel good for ourselves. Am I correct, people?
Yes.
Is it okay?
Yes.
Are you deserving of a smile? Let me ask you a question. Are you worthy of it? Do you deserve it? Have you not endured enough in this life that you can feel comfortable to say, yes, I actually am going to feel selfish about my smile and my attitude, and I am actually not going to give a rat's ass about what anybody else in the world feels about the fact that I actually enjoy and I like to smile. I have a confession for you ladies this morning. Okay, I have a confession for the whole world, and I'm not embarrassed to say this. I like to be tickled. Should I feel bad about that, callers, that I like to be tickled?
No.
Is it bad for me to like to be tickled?
No, it's not.
You know the reason why I like to be tickled? You know why?
Why?
Because I never remember a time when I was tickled where it does not feel, it does feel uncomfortable, but it does feel good. It put a smile on my face. I laugh just thinking about being tickled. Please, no longer tickled. I cannot take it anymore, right? I want you to think about this. I like being tickled.
I think that's great.
How do you feel about being tickled, my friend? Do you like being tickled?
Yes, I do.
I think that this is a very big, I think we have a problem, because we've now understand that we have the problem. The world is great. We have the problem. We like being tickled. It's crazy. I feel as though I need to go to some sort of, they have like rehab for people who like to be tickled. I cannot ever remember one time when I was tickled where I felt horrible or miserable or bad. How about you, ladies? Do you ever remember a time where you were being tickled, where you felt horrible and miserable and self-conscious?
No.
Right? And worry about anybody else at that point? Has anybody tickled you when you think about, oh, my goodness, you did not tickle the person next to me? Okay. Is that the person tickle? Is tickle? No, you get to tickle everybody else. You can't tickle me. No, when you get tickled, the person that you always think about is yourself. Another person cannot feel a tickle and somebody is give you the tickle. And I want you to put this into perspective, because now I want us to wake up every single day and I want us not to wait for somebody to tickle us. I don't even want to wait for us to be tickled. I want us to remember that that is a very good and powerful time for us in our lives, and it is a wonderful way for us to share with our personal MVP a positive memory. Is because so many people spend their time concentrating on the worst memory they can possibly think of, or the imagined fear of something that has not happened that is going to be negative. And this is one of the big problems that people have in their self-esteem, is they forget that there are many great and wonderful and fun times that we have in life. And it's easy to forget these things when we problems rather than focus on the blessings. Does this make sense to anybody on the call, or do I got to put it in subtitle or something?
No, that makes great sense.
Okay. Let's go to our daily affirmation now. Affirmation number one. Anybody know what affirmation number one is?
Today will be my day.
Today will be my day. Can somebody help somebody else right now by repeating affirmation number one in a way that will transfer the feeling to them that they need to feel in order to find success? Can somebody help me this morning? Affirmation number one, one more time, ladies and gentlemen.
Today will be my day.
My day.
That is what I am talking about, people. And just to hear that, I have a smile on my face. Somebody is need to hear that. I wonder who. Was it you? Or was it you? No, not you. You. That's right, you. Oh, not. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about you. Yes, you. Okay, yes. You got it? Good. Smile? Awesome. We are both on the same page now. Affirmation number two. I am
the
best me
that
there is. I am going
I am
to say this one more time. I am the best me that there is.
I am the best me that there is.
Yes.
All right now, ladies. It's true. There is nobody better at being you than you. This is grateful gratitude to have a smile and a blessing, because your purpose is to be who you are and who you were born to be. Feel ashamed if you like to be tickled. It's important for you to know yourself in order for you to grow yourself. And people just feel too self-conscious and ashamed about feeling good in life when it is you who's living this experience and not everybody else. It is your feelings. It is your body. It is your time and space. And eventually it will be gone. So appreciate this wonderful greatness that is you. Because there's not another on the planet that will be you, ever. Not now, not ever. Affirmation number three, I am a loser.
No, I'm
I, am,
Okay, I forget. I say it again.
I am a winner.
I am a winner.
Hey guys, you do not sound very confident in what you're saying here. Hold on, let's try this again. I am a winner.
I am a winner.
I am a winner.
I am a winner.
Without apology, without resentment, without hesitation, you are a winner. I don't want for anybody to wait around for somebody to hand them the trophy. I don't want you to wait for the championship to be delivered and dished out to your home. I want you to reach out there and take it because you are a winner, and that's what winners do. We go and we earn our championship and we take it. We kick ass and take the damn name later. That's what winners do, okay? I win from the beginning. I want you to remember this. I win from the beginning. When you look at Michael Jordan, do you think that he wake up and just walk into a damn championship? No. You know, he wins from the beginning. He's practiced every damn day, and I'm going to work extremely hard and practice because I'm winning, and I'm going to practice like a damn winner because I'm not going to be in a situation when it's time for me to discuss. And I am not prepared because I have not put any practice and effort into, and I practice like a winner. I live like a winner because I am a winner, and I am appreciative because I've already won the game of life, and damn it, I'm going to win a hell of a lot more. Because I am a what, ladies?
Winner.
I'm going to ask this question again. Because I am a what, ladies?
Winner.
A winner. Absolutely, positively. Affirmation number 4. I know I can do it. What else do I know, ladies?
I know I will.
I know I can do it. I know I will. I am damn certain that I will do it. I challenge you to doubt me. Okay? I challenge you to doubt me because I know I can do it. I know I will. I don't give a rat's ass about what everybody else do in this world. I am accountable for my personal MVP, and I know I can do it, and I know that I will. You see, that's my heart right there. I pound on my chest because of the fact that I want that damn heart to remember and catch up to my mind here. I am a winner. I know I can do it. I know I will. I'm going to say the affirmation one more time so we can all get this. All right, guys? And I want you to not be ashamed and not hold back and not have reservation. I want you to feel happiness and joy in abundance because we are talking about the truth. We're talking about you. And like I said, you are extraordinary, not average. Not decent, not fair. You are extraordinary people. Which is not a John Legend song. We're only ordinary people. Not you. You are extraordinary. Okay? John Legend is ordinary. You are extraordinary. Affirmation number 1. Today will be my day. Why? Because today is an extraordinary day. It's mine. Affirmation number 2, I am the best. I don't need to go any further. Me, that there is, okay? Just in case I feel as though I'm a little over the top. I am the best me that there is, not second fiddle or third class. Hold on, I can't remember anymore. Oh, that's right, a winner. I am a winner, okay? And I know I can do it. I know I damn certain will. Okay? And affirmation number 5, God will be with me. He always has been. And he always will be.
Amen.
I'm going to say that one more time because it's so important. And I do not want to put this in subtitle. God will be with me. He always has been. He always will be.
Okay.
And
amen.
I lied to you because I put this subtitle on your heart. So now you know it. You know good and well that you have no reason to ever doubt yourself because do you doubt that God is going to rotate the planet on a daily basis? Do you doubt that the sun is going to eventually come up? Do you doubt that at a certain time of the evening the sun is going to go down? Do you doubt that the fall is going to come eventually, and then after the fall is going to be the winter, and then after the winter is going to be the spring, and then after the spring is going to be the summer, and that damn thing is going to continue happening over and over again in your life, just as it already has happened several times over and over in your life, and it's going to keep on happening even if you're not here. Do you doubt that?
There's no reason to doubt that because God will be with you. He is faithful, he is loyal, he is consistent, and you are the reflection of God. I said you are a reflection of God. God does not doubt himself, and you do not doubt God. So please make sure that you always remember that God is giving you the sun. It is the brightest smile that this world has ever seen. The sun is the brightest smile the world has ever seen. And you are extraordinary. Your smile shines for the whole world to see. And thank you for joining us this morning on the WKMX Positive Power Meeting. Thank you very much, my wonderful, lovely late, Anya Shelton, Heidi Gemmin, Ray of Sunshine.
Thank you.
And
thank
Heidi
you,
Way to Success. You can feel free to go find these ladies' pages on Facebook. Their business page is Ray of Sunshine and Heidi Way to Success. Part of the KMX Positive Power Meeting. Okay, guys, that is our time this morning. Remember that I say smile more, stress less. That's what Dr. K suggests. Yesterday was a success. Yesterday was a success. Today we'll expect nothing less.
Yay.
Yay. Okay. We want to remember that when we are on this program, that people is listening to us, they hear us, they hear how we feel in our hearts. It is more valuable than the word that has come out of your mouth. It is the expression that comes out of your heart. Give, and it would help you tremendously. If you help enough people get what they want in life, don't be surprised when you get everything that you want in life too. That is the most wonderful value and secret mystery message that I can possibly give to anybody, and I've just given it to you today, my friend, because you are extraordinary and you deserve it. I'm going to give you my final count for the day. Deuces!